This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Bean.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Appreciate you listening to AFR, American Family Radio. Well, it's Trivia Friday, and I'm here, but JJ and Ed are traveling, and filling in for them today is Jim Stanley. He's no stranger to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio as your substitute professor on occasion.
I am. Have I made tenure yet?
I don't think so. I think you've got to be full-time for that.
I think you have
qualified for the 3% discount at Kroger, though.
All right, very good. As long as there's something in it.
Yeah, there's something there for you just for being here, on call.
On call.
You're on call.
Absolutely.
So, Wesley Wildman, is this your debut, Wesley?
This is my debut as a get-to-ask-question professor.
It is?
Yes, I have been on, and I've done the Facebook once.
Right.
And that's when we did Pink Flamingos. We gave those out as a gift.
Okay, you were monitoring the Facebook page.
Right.
But now today, you've moved up.
He has.
Hadn't you, Jim? He's moved up in the world.
The problem with you making that an issue is because by default. It's not like I won the position over. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
So you're kind of like the last player left on the bench, so we got to put you in the game.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So we can move.
You know what? There's always Rudy, though, Wesley.
That's right. We have a great confidence that you're going to rise to this challenge.
You need to be the Rudy
of
today's Issues Trivia Friday, okay?
Wesley.
There it is.
Wesley. All right. So here we go. Here's how we play this game, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Sorry, Wesley, that was swinging a miss.
It was a delay.
It was strike
one.
It was
swinging a miss. You didn't even foul it off. So let's come back again and do this again. We also call this
Learning University.
Thank you very much.
A little more enthusiasm.
Right, Learning University is on the air. So we're going to give three questions each here. And then we're going to treat trivia questions, and then we're going to ask you to call in and ask or answer, and we prefer that you do both. You answer one of our trivia questions, and you ask us a trivia question as well.
Because believe me, if you miss our questions, we are going to make fun of you. So we want you to have equal access to make fun of us.
Right. I wouldn't say it's ridicule, but it borders on it. Wouldn't you say, Jim?
I would, absolutely.
It borders on it. But it's in a Christian way.
Oh, yeah. It's all in good Christian love and fun.
Right. So our phone number to reach us here. Now, please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We have a four-week waiting period between times that you appear on the air with us. So
can you think of someone's name that's called in the last multiple times in the last 4 weeks?
Bob.
I don't know. Most people obey the rules.
Okay.
But every once in a while, we'll get somebody try to sneak in, after 2 weeks. And
then they confess it.
Right. Well, or we flag them.
Yeah.
And we have somebody visit their home. So from today's issues.
And that could be J.J. Jasper as he's on the road.
J.J. could be visiting their home right now for those who
He was in Kansas last night. He spoke at Life Choice Ministries for a fundraising banquet there in Manhattan, Kansas. And tomorrow night, he'll be in Union County, Mississippi at the West Union High School. Dinner, silent auction, and comedy. I'm guessing he's there for the comedy because I don't think they're going to sell him off.
Really?
But you can't ever tell. And by the way, for those of you that are going, where in the world is Union County, Mississippi? It's in the city is New Albany. You'll take, if you're coming from Memphis or coming from, you're headed up from Tupelo, you'll head out Highway 30 West. And once you get out there, you can't miss West Union High School. It's
All right, you done with your geography class?
I'm done, yes, sir. I'm just trying to look. I want folks to be able to get where JJ's at.
Okay. I don't think you're supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, but we'll move on here. The phone number is 888-589-8840 to reach us here. 888-589-8840. A couple of other things real quickly, and then we'll get to calls. 888-589-8840 is our phone number. If you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring.
Go Dawgs.
The cowbell will ring.
I mean, sorry. Go
ahead. And the cowbell will ring, and you will know then at that point you have won a trivia T-shirt.
Yes, you have.
And, a Trivia and Friday T-shirt, which Jim Stanley is donning right now.
Now we're not on Facebook yet.
We'll tell you when our we've had Facebook problems, not blaming them, but maybe our own problems, but we usually live video stream the show, and we'll tell you when that's available on our Today's Issues Facebook page. But you can go there and comment, I think.
Yes,
but
you can.
Today's Issues Facebook page.
And Wesley is monitoring those comments.
Yes, absolutely.
He's all over it.
All right.
Let's see. Well, there's something else. Was that? Did I cover everything?
The mug. You didn't mention the mug.
No, we're going to give.
Oh, we're
t-shirt.
Giving a t-shirt now. T-shirt. Okay, very cool. I should pay
attention.
There
was something else I was going to mention, but let's move on. Go ahead, Jim, with your three questions.
I will. What does ZIP in zip code stand for? It is an acronym. What does it stand for? ZIP and zip code. And then, in which sport are the terms stalefish and mule kick used?
What now?
In what sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
What sport?
Yes, sir. I want to make folks betterer and smarterer.
Well, that's a way to do it,
during my tenure or during my class today. And by the way, here's my last one. Who was Blues from Blue's Clues' best friend?
That's not a riddle.
That's not a riddle. Blues was the dog in Blues Club. Who was his best friend? That's my three.
Did they also star in the Blues Brothers movie?
No, that's a
different thing altogether.
Yeah, that's a whole separate issue.
Okay.
This was one that kids could watch and be okay with.
Okay.
I don't know that I'd recommend Blues Brothers movie. Until they're in their upper teens.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Wesley Wildman. What do you got over there?
How fast can a honeybee fly? First question.
How fast can a honeybee fly?
Yes.
Can we have a
zoom.
If they get within a couple miles an hour? You give it to them?
You got to get there. We're talking about the fastest. How fast can a honeybee fly? Are more babies born at night or during the day? Are more babies born at night or during the day? And I have to bring a sports question into the equation here. What is the name of the Purdue's sports team? What is the name of the University of Purdue.
What's their nickname?
Purdue University,
or what are they called? Okay. Here are my three questions. Number one, what is the only bird that can swim but can't fly?
Only bird that can... Oh, I got you. I got
only
that.
Only bird that can swim but cannot fly. Now, here's my most challenging question for the day. Can you name seven fruits that start with the letter P?
Wow.
Try to do it before you go Googling that. Don't give up on yourself.
Right.
Too quick.
And
think about it.
And have those seven before you call in and get on the air.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Apple's not one of them.
You can rule out a one that starts with an A, Jim. You're right on this question.
I'm here to help.
Yeah. Can you name seven common fruits that start with the letter P?
See, I'm over here trying to learn my role because I'm sitting here trying to figure out the questions, and I'm a professor. I should know these things.
No, we're challenging the listening family.
And that's
the student body. The student body.
Right.
Finally, here's my last question. Here's the question number three. What food is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice?
What
food is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice? I want to know the answer to that question. To the phones we go, Professor
Absolutely.
Jim.
Gordon from Tennessee, thanks for calling this morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, turn your radio down so that we don't get any echo.
Yeah, folks. Go ahead and turn your radios all the way down. We want you to talk to us and not to the delay. It will mess you up. All right, Gordon.
Yeah, I love your show.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Is it the Purdue Boilermakers?
It is. Yeah, ask the question again, Jim. Wesley, and then.
What is the nickname for the Purdue sports team? And the answer is the Boilermaker.
He did, man, right off the bat.
Another shoot.
Gordon, how'd you know that?
I watch football sometimes, you know.
Gordon.
I listen to radio. I got a radio in my back room and my living room, too. I listen to it every time, all the time.
Yes, sir.
Well, so it wasn't.
I go to sleep listening to it.
Okay.
We appreciate it, Gordon, very much.
Will I get a shirt?
Not on that one.
Not on that one. That was not the feature question.
Do you have a question for us, Gordon?
Yeah. How was Joseph when he sold into slavery?
How old was Joseph when he was sold into slavery?
Yes, sir.
He was.
I'm gonna say I'm just shooting out
here. Wesley. Well, don't help us, Gordon.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm just going 12 or 14.
I was gonna go with 14.
Well, you got 14. I'll go with 12 then. That way we can take
multiple
credit to
choice.
Teams.
That's absolutely.
Right. 12.
I'm gonna say 14 too.
No, you just saw how we did that.
All right, then I'll say 13.
We want to win as a team. It's collective
Gordon,
effort.
Gordon, what's the right answer?
Y'all got close. He was 17.
No! 17. See, that's what you were going to say, wasn't it, Tim?
17. No, I wasn't, Jim.
If I said 12 and he said 14.
Who was the left-handed judge in the Bible?
Left-handed judge.
Who was the left-handed? Only get one.
Right, we'll answer this one, then we'll move on here, Gordon. But who was the left-handed judge in the Bible?
No clue.
I don't have a clue.
D.
Who?
It starts with a D?
With an E.
E.
Uh-huh.
Still nothing.
I got nothing.
I don't even have an educated guess.
Yeah, don't ever say that.
Ehud?
don't ever confess to that. Just say
your dad helped pay for your education.
You know,
right.
Just say something like this. I was reading about that recently, but I can't remember. Don't say I got nothing, because we're supposed to be smarter than your average listener.
Right.
Oh, right.
Okay, well, Gordon, we don't know. What's the answer?
Ehud.
Ehud.
How you spell that one?
E-H-U-D.
Ehud. All right, thank you, Gordon.
Thanks,
you, brother.
Gordon.
Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones, Jim.
John from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Cut and Shoot. You probably remember me.
Yeah, John, we remember you calling a few weeks ago from Cut and Shoot, Texas. You said you were down there outside of Houston somewhere, right? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Actually, it's outside of just east of Conroe.
Okay, 88.3 KAFR.
Yes, sir.
What you're listening to.
Right.
Well, appreciate you calling, brother. Thank you so much. We have a lot of great listeners there in Conroe and that part of Texas. Go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
The poor bird that can't fly but swims.
All right, let me the what is the only bird that can swim but cannot fly?
I'm going to say it's a penguin.
Penguin.
That's absolutely right. Well done.
Well done.
The penguin is also the only bird that walks upright. Did you know that?
Mm. He does. They do. He and she.
Did you know that, John? You've seen some penguins there in Conroe area, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't they migrate down there? They don't migrate to Houston there?
No, you're thinking about ducks.
Well, they taste like chicken. So.
Oh, come on, man. You eat penguin?
I'd barbecue anything in a smoker. That's what I'm saying.
Barbecue anything
in
Texas.
I'd put it in a smoker.
Okay, a penguin.
There's a lot of good eating on that bird.
Now, would you do it whole, though?
You'd have to portion it out. Man, you want to talk about enough chicken for a picnic?
That's wrong.
That's better.
Wrong. I don't know.
That's bigger than a butterball.
John, I got to move on from this barbecue and penguins image. You got any? What's your question?
My question for y'all is there's a racing team called Chip Ganassi Racing. Okay, and you may be familiar or may not. But they sponsor two cars in the Indy Racing Series. They sponsor two cars in the NASCAR Cup Series and two in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, okay?
Okay.
They've had a long-standing relationship with a sponsor of 27 years. But last year in 2016, they did not sponsor, that sponsor did not sponsor the Canassi Racing in IndyCar, and they announced this year that this is the last year for their sponsorship in NASCAR. You know, do you know the name of the team? I mean, the name of the sponsor. I'm sorry.
Interstate Battery.
Nope.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's? Who? You just throwing that against the wall?
Nope.
That,
seeing if
no,
it'll
not
stick.
Kellogg's.
No, I read it somewhere.
You read?
And I just good can't idea. Remember Thank where
you.
It was.
There you go. Well done.
We don't know. What's the answer, John?
Target.
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 Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Target's been. Go ahead.
Well, those teams are, those cars are extremely expensive.
Right.
And so you all check that out on
okay.
the net. You can find the articles and all that. But I thought you, Tim, and
yes.
y'all, the whole crew would be pleased to know that.
Well, you know, Target, we're boycotting Target, and millions of people are because they, you know, they say men are welcome in women's restrooms in their stores.
That's right.
And vice versa.
And,
yeah.
and in so, yeah. and the changing room areas. And
yeah.
we just feel it's an unsafe policy, and people just aren't going to their stores. They're boycotting their stores. And they're suffering financially, and John's attesting to that. Thank
That's
you,
right.
John, brother.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
You're listening to Trivia Friday. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Our Facebook video feed is working now. Is that true?
All right.
So go to Today's Issues Facebook, and you watch the show.
And I am officially monitoring it now.
And you can also comment there. You can send us an email if you'd like to do that at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley. Say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Professor Jim Stanley and Professor Wesley Wildman. He is here. Say hi, Wesley, so people
hi,
know
Wesley.
Your voice.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
We're obedient.
Yes. J.J. Jasper is somewhere between Kansas and Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
And Ed Vitagliano, we're proud to say, is speaking at the Values Voters Summit today.
And
Washington,
did the president open for him?
President Trump is speaking there this morning, and then Ed's speaking to the group after lunch, I think.
I told him that would be a tough act to follow.
Yes, yes. You wouldn't want to follow Donald Trump, right? President Trump. You're listening to TI and today's issues, and the program is called Trivia Friday. Let's get back to the telephones.
All right, Isaiah calling from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
How y'all doing?
Hey,
man,
we're doing great, Isaiah. Thanks for calling, my friend. You want to ask or answer or both?
Both, please.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the olive oil, all different kinds of stuff that makes up our food.
Oh, yeah, let me answer. That's my question. What food, Isaiah, is made from vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice?
Would it be mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. Yes. What did you think it was?
I said it had to be in some type of dessert, but
I was wrong. I was thinking meringue.
It's also it says.
That's
also,
what I was thinking. That's why I said dessert.
Yeah.
What, vegetable oil, egg yolks, and lemon juice? How did you know that, Isaiah?
My mom saved the day.
Oh, your mom helped you out there.
Here I am to save the day.
What is it called when you the old you called a friend?
Yeah,
or a
landline.
Or something?
Landline. Yeah, there you go. Lifeline.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't have, what threw me off there was lemon juice. I didn't know lemon juice was in.
I can see that now, but I wouldn't have thought of that on my own.
Right. And
we got the internet, though.
it's also a town in Spain named Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Do you say mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
No,
I don't
say mayonnaise.
How do you say it, Isaiah?
I think Dad's saying it wrong.
Mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise, isn't it?
Mayonnaise.
It's serious. It's
Wait, hold on a second. Isaiah? Wesley, you're my son. You're over there judging your daddy on how he says mayonnaise.
I mean, he kicked you smooth.
Don't
to
you
the
think
curve.
We got more important things to deal with in our family life than judging your daddy on how he says mayonnaise?
Well, look, he's got enough time to make up for it before
he
Christmas.
He said, "I think daddy missed." He said, "What did you say?"
Man up.
He's got it wrong. It's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Right, how do you say it, Isaiah?
Mayonnaise.
That's what I say. I think you can say it. I can hold on a second. Somebody's got to be the ultimate judge here. I think you can say it either way.
Okay.
I don't think it matters.
Well, then what's the difference?
Tomato.
What's the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise?
Miracle Whip's like a
It's nasty.
It's like
I'm a fan of neither.
It's like a salad sort of a dressing.
Okay.
Sort of, I don't know how to describe it.
Does it not smell and look the same, though?
They're similar.
Bad clothes.
Similar, but Isaiah, do you know the difference between mayonnaise and what did you call it, Wesley?
Miracle Whip.
Is Miracle Whip a brand or is that a generic?
It is a brand.
It's a brand. You know, Isaiah, you know the answer to that one?
I don't know. I know they taste a little different.
Okay. Yeah.
I know they taste different.
Yeah, yep. Miracle Whip's sweeter. Anyway, I switched. I'm a mustard man myself.
Too. Barbecue only.
I left mayonnaise behind like 20 years ago. So really it doesn't matter how I pronounce it because I don't even use it. Isaiah, thanks for calling, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
Y'all.
You got a did he ask us a question?
He did not.
My apologies. Yeah. I thought you had. Go ahead, said Isaiah.
What year did Arkansas become a state?
Did Arkansas, which is otherwise known as the natural state, right, Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
The natural state. When did it become a state? I do not know, but I'm guessing 18. They weren't in the Civil War, were they?
They were.
But then that would have been pre. I'm going to say 1857. Isaiah, probably earlier than that.
Go ahead. Is that y'all's final guess?
Yeah.
If it's wrong, I'll wait till after you tell me and guess.
What's the answer?
1836.
I should have known it was earlier than 1837. 1836, Arkansas became a state. And what number were they to enter the Union?
Oh, you shouldn't ask me that.
No, I should have. You're from Arkansas, and you should know it, Isaiah.
Well, Isaiah, if you run across one of those
30-something.
Yeah, if you run across one of those 29. Arkansas toothpicks, I'll be happy to take one.
Arkansas
and there's silence.
We don't know what
Arkansas
you're talking
about. Arkansas toothpick. Yeah,
was it a
the
fork?
Bowie knife.
Is that a fork?
Bowie knife.
A knife. Okay. I didn't know that.
Hey, I would.
Yeah.
That's the blank stare from you. Me is I didn't have any idea what that was, but thank you, Jim.
I'm here.
Isaiah, so you said you did find out when Arkansas entered the Union. What state number?
I have no idea. I guess about 29. I should know it, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Isaiah, brother.
Have a great weekend.
Wesley, why don't you look up Arkansas?
Oh, I thought we were going back to him saying, you're wrong.
No, we moved on.
We've moved past that?
We've moved on.
Okay. Well, I apologize for trying to insert a wedge.
You can't.
Little wedge.
Little things can become big things.
That's right. You don't want them to fester.
You don't want, no.
No,
we got the holidays coming up.
That's right.
So we don't want any family division. Jim,
especially
over how you pronounce mayonnaise or mayonnaise. Wesley,
doing that to harass you.
Do you know? Appreciate the confession. Do you know when Arkansas? What state number they were to enter the Union?
I do not know yet, but I will get the answer. But to confirm, it was June 15th of 1836 is when they were.
When Arkansas said, sign us up for the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they became.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Jim and Wesley, and we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday. We will repeat our questions that have heretofore.
Heretofore. Not even.
No, I went ahead and get it out of the way.
You got it.
Yeah, I want to. Heretofore have gone unanswered. We'll repeat our questions on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And we'll go to Jake in Texas, Chris in Florida, Lane in South Carolina, Jimmy in Ohio, Jackie is also in Ohio, and David is in Louisiana.
No calls from Alaska?
No Alaska calls coming up in the next half hour that I see. Yeah, here's one, Sarah from Alaska. So she'll be coming up a little bit later on.
Sarah, give us a call.
We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio. and on Facebook.
I'm so excited about all the wonderful things that God has done in my life. And I'm going to tell this one one in 1999 when I fell and broke my back going down the steps in a hurry with three of the boys' shirts to pop in the dryer in the school uniform and running down, and I missed the last two steps and I fell and broke my back. I really had a rough time to get. I had the peace of the Lord through it all. And I did not have to have surgery. It just came back on its own. It blended in. I tell you, it's a miracle how that was. And I've not had troubles with my back, a little arthritis, and I just want to praise the Lord. Thank God for AFR.
Ensure that we impact even more lives by partnering with us during our three-day Share-a-thon starting October 17th. Listener-supported American Family Radio for your family.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. A Wisconsin Dairy Queen is making national news. Kevin Scheineman runs the DQ in Kewaskum. He's got a sign posted on the front door that says, "In God We Trust." It also mentioned the restaurant is politically incorrect, that the staff says Merry Christmas and Happy Easter and offers free Sundays to veterans on Veterans Day. Turns out a college student from Oregon took offense at that sign, called it extremely offensive, and posted a picture on Dairy Queen's corporate Facebook page. Mr. Scheineman says the sign's not going anywhere, but he did try to make things right with the offended Oregonian. He's offered to treat her to a delicious free blizzard.
My standing invitation for a free blizzard is constant and continually open, so she can come in anytime, or if she'd like, I'd send her a coupon for a free one, and I'll reimburse any of the Dairy Queen stores in Oregon that end up receiving that coupon.
God bless Dairy Queen. I'm Todd Starnes.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
I think Mighty Mouse could take
it. There you go. Truth, justice, and the American way. Isn't that what they're taking a knee about?
That's right.
Today? Well, Superman didn't take a knee, did he?
No, he did not. There we go.
Hey,
the show has
great...
just gone from Trivia Friday to... I'm not sure what.
Well, I tell you what, that's a trip down memory lane right there. I used to watch, I'm 54, and I used to watch
Superman
in
black and white.
The old black and white Superman shows on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Which they were produced probably back in the, 30s or, probably 40s, something like that.
40s, 50s, yeah.
So there I was watching them in the 60s and 70s on Saturday afternoon, that Superman intro.
By the 70s, they had gone back, and isn't that when Ted Turner colorized some of them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Think so.
But the old classic black and white, I'm in.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, we also call this...
Learning University.
Sorry, I was reading on our Facebook page.
He was reading an article and forgot the answer.
Let's do that again.
We also call this... genuinely disappointed in us.
Learning University.
Genuinely disappointed in us. Here you go. Ready? One.
Y'all tell me when you're ready.
Okay. We're ready.
No. All right. Can we have a little silence here so I can get this together? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, which is also called
Learning University.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the vigor, the excitement.
Appreciate you helping us.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm here. All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Let's repeat our questions, which have gone unanswered, and then we will come back and go to the phones.
I'll go first. When do you prefer to have
Go ahead and answer the question about Arkansas. We left that. What?
That was a dangling participle.
Remember, the question was, when did Arkansas join the what state
order?
Number were they?
They were the 25th state.
Okay. Gotcha.
Arkansas, 25th.
Who was the first president elected from the state of Arkansas?
Probably be Bill Clinton.
It'd have to be Bill Clinton.
Yeah. One, first and only. What did you say?
I was going to repeat my questions, and I was going to add one in there. When do you prefer to have Jim and I back on Trivia Friday?
When do I prefer?
Yes.
Well, of course, JJ and Ed are
traveling.
They're our starters.
Yeah, right.
So they're going to have to. They're either going to have to be.
I was putting you in the spot on live radio with all our mishaps.
Well, they'll have to get injured. Or
we haven't had mishaps.
Okay.
We've had learning curves.
But I mean, I pay those guys a lot. So I'm not going to put them on the bench. You know, but you guys are good fill-ins.
Okay.
Okay.
So even though they walked off the field,
we're going to send you guys back down to AAA.
Wow.
But, hey, you know, you can always be in AA.
That's true. Or single A.
Yeah, single A.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim. Repeat your questions.
All right. Well, Wesley had started on his.
All right.
Oh.
Should we let him continue?
No, let's go this order.
All right. Here we go. Who was Blues from Blue's Clues' best friend? So who was Blues from Blue's Clues' best friend? What does Zip in zip code stand for? And in which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used? That's my three.
What's that last one you said?
In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
All right.
So you haven't had anybody answer one of your questions.
I have not. They have heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Thus the reason I repeated them.
Well done. Well done. Well, then I'll go in and repeat mine. I've had one of mine answered. I got two remaining.
Wesley's keeping score today.
All right.
How fast can a honeybee fly? How fast can a honeybee fly?
You can't get anything but the specific mile per hour.
That's harsh. But 10 miles per hour.
Give us a 5 mile per hour range.
Yeah.
People can be in.
But then if that's the case, then the answer, there's no answer, right?
Wow.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Make them answer down to the mile per hour.
Right.
Because you know
to the nanosecond.
Okay, here you go. Let me add this word in here. What's the fastest a honeybee can fly? There, does that make it better?
Top speed for a honeybee.
Top end. Speed.
Top end for a honeybee.
They're in a race with a, you know, in the NASCAR.
A penguin.
Circuit or with a penguin. Yeah, penguins got no chance.
Before it's being.
Hey, let's move on. Go ahead. Next question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are more babies born at night or during the day?
Okay.
Did you add one?
No, that's it.
You're only going with two.
Well, I can add one. Can I add one? Are we supposed to add one?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let me find one. Hold on.
Well, no, we can add one later.
Okay.
find one, though, because you will need another one. Here are my three questions. I've had two of them answered.
Well done, Tim.
Here are my three questions. Name the seven fruits, there may be more, but seven fruits that start with the letter P. They're common fruits that start with the letter P. That's a
good question. I'm only at four, and I like fruit.
Yeah. I tell you what, you answer that one right there, even though it's not the...
official?
Official. Well, we don't know that it isn't. I'll send you a mug. All right? We will send you a mug.
Oh, we're on Facebook.
Hey, we'll send you a travel mug if you answer that question.
I can't put my head down and laugh at my boss anymore.
Because that's seven. That's a hard answer.
That's a
hard question. And finally, my last question I'm adding. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Largest planet in the solar system.
Yes, and our phone number is 888-589-8840. You can reach us at 888-589-8840. We're live video streaming on our Today's Issues Facebook page. You can also send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Let's get back to the phone, Professor Jim.
Jake from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll try to answer the baby question.
Wesley?
go swing away.
Well, let's repeat our question. That's typically how we do this.
Okay. When are babies most likely to be born? At night or during the daytime?
I have no idea, but I got a 50-50 shot at it, so night.
That's correct. Night.
Night. Well done, night. Jake.
Well, I don't know. Do you clap for random luck?
Yeah. Well, you know, he took a shot. He stepped up.
Right. Well, Jake.
Well, all the ones I knew the answers to are already asked, so I figured I better.
Well, Jake, why is there any particular reason why you said night, though?
I was trying to think when my babies were born. I think three of them were born in the day, and three of them were born at night. So,
okay.
There you go.
I don't know.
Figured, like I said, you know, 50-50 chance. So,
yeah. Jake, let me talk to Wesley for just a minute about this. And Jim, I don't know.
When does night start?
No. I don't know why this comes to mind, but it seemed like to me I've heard that babies are born more at night because something to do with the moon.
The full. I thought about that.
I don't know. Both of mine were born during the day. I was distracted. I was watching our call screener do her lunges out there.
No, that's you're thinking about the movie Twilight. That's for vampires. Wow. That's a different.
Man, he's just all over you.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
When the moon's out.
So is there this? There's no reason for this.
Not according to TriviaQuestions.com. They didn't give that.
I thought that full moons, you know, had something to do with the waves.
It does have something to do with
the tide and babies being born at night.
And the season.
So you think that because it moves the water.
And the fact that white men can't jump. I think those three things
together
have something to do with the gravitational pull.
Hold on. Let me help you grasp at that straw.
Jake, we don't know, but you have a question for us, brother. We don't know why that is, men and night and day, but you were correct.
Okay. Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Being that we're getting close to Christmas, on the virgin birth,
the
Holy Spirit conceived in Mary. So ultimately, whose blood is running through Jesus' veins?
Whose blood is running through Jesus' veins?
Well,
this is a trick question. Y'all, don't overthink it.
It's
pretty clear.
Okay, royal blood. Like his bloodline?
No.
Okay.
His actual blood.
All right, you tell us, Jake. We don't know. What's the answer?
Okay. According to Acts chapter 20, and I forget which verse it is, but Paul is telling that he's speaking to the overseers of the church, and he says for them to be careful how they oversee the church, because it is the church that God bought with his own blood. So that's one reference to that fact that it is the blood of God.
Okay.
And there's many others, of course. Jesus even said that he was the only begotten Son of God. And it goes on and on. Hebrews, to whom of the angels have I said, today I have begotten thee. Yeah. So we don't hear that very much, and I think it's something that phased out through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps to hear it again, because I know that in Acts chapter 2, when they heard the wonderful things God had done, they were amazed and astonished.
Yeah. Hey, Jake. Hey, we got to run, buddy. We got a whole bunch of phone calls lined up here, but we appreciate you telling us that.
That was a great question.
Absolutely. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Jim Stanley and Wesley Wildman. Didn't mean to cut Jake off, but we do have a bank full of phone calls, and he made some very good points.
He did.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Jimmy in Ohio. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello? Am I on?
You are.
Jimmy, you're on. Okay. Do the family proud now.
Okay. I would like to do both.
All right. Which one did you want to answer?
Tim's question about the seven fruits.
Oh, okay. Right, here you go. You know that an AFR travel mug, stainless steel, is
stands in the balance.
Yeah,
right,
it hangs in the balance, Jimmy. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
A little more enthusiasm, Jimmy.
Jimmy say, yeah, Tim. I understand that.
Yeah, Tim. I understand.
No, Jimmy.
I don't think you can create that type of enthusiasm.
Let me work with Jimmy.
Okay, go ahead,
Jimmy. Pep it up a little bit. Yeah. Say, Tim, I understand that. This is great news.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's great news.
That's what I'm talking about right there, Jimmy. That's what I'm talking about.
You have to set aside Trivia Friday and everything and really build up the... Right.
It's going to help you when you apply for a job one day, Jimmy. You don't say, I'm here to get the job. You know, you say, here, I'm here to get the job.
I
want the job.
I am interested.
All right, here
in
you
this.
Go, Jimmy. Here you go, buddy.
Equivalent, Trivia Friday and a job.
Here you go, Jimmy. Jimmy from Ohio. Jimmy, here's the question. Can you name seven common fruits whose names start with a P?
Pear, peach, pineapple, papaya, pomegranate, plum, and pumpkin.
Wow.
Hey, let me stop for just a minute. I had seven. You named
pumpkin.
Repeat them again, the ones you mentioned, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Pear, peach, pineapple, papaya, plum, or pumpkin.
Wow.
I may be mispronouncing that.
Papaya, plum, and pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Is pumpkin a fruit?
It is.
It
All right, then. You're right.
All right. Well done.
Let me tell you the one. I had some of the ones you had, Jimmy, but I had some other ones, too. I had peach. Pear, pineapple, plum, pomegranate.
Pomegranate. Okay. That's it.
Prune.
I had prune.
And persimmon.
Nice.
So you got a lot of fruits that start with
P. That goes to show you should have asked, what are the 12
Right, I know.
Right.
Plants, you got the 12 days of Christmas. You got the 12 peas that start fruits that start with P.
Yeah.
But peach, pear, pineapple, plum, pomegranate, prune, and persimmon.
One more time, Dad.
But he also say that real fast, right?
Yeah.
A pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
He also said, Jimmy. So we are going. Jimmy, you hold
put
on.
Put you on hold.
Well, let him.
Oh, yeah. You got a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then when you finish asking us your question, you stay on the line. We'll get your address and mail you this mug. Okay.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
We'll send you a new one, not the one Tim was holding.
Right. Not this particular one. We don't do used mugs here. Go ahead, Jim.
Who was the first establishment Republican?
Who was the first established Republican?
Establishment Republican. I don't know. Abraham Lincoln?
Thomas Jefferson.
I don't think the Republican Party was around then. I'm not sure. But anyway, Jimmy, what's the answer?
Moses. When God told him to go deliver the Israelite people, he started making excuses.
Wow. You know, Jimmy, what you made up, what you lacked
well
in enthusiasm,
said.
You just made up with that great question.
Yes.
Yeah,
well
Jimmy.
Said.
Hey, thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
Hold on now. Don't hang up on us.
Hold on. We got to get your address and everything. All right.
Trivia Friday. Back to the phones.
Here we go. Chris calling from Florida, not Alaska. Chris. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Wow, guys. It's good to talk to y'all, brothers.
Well, thank you.
You're very kind. Where are you calling from in Florida?
In Jacksonville.
All right.
A little bit of divine intervention. I've called so many times and never got through.
Well, you're on the line now, so it is, I guess it's divine intervention.
It is. It's a Christmas miracle.
If you believe God controls everything,
that's right.
Then he controlled this phone call getting through. Chris,
do
you want to ask or answer or both, brother?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Let me see. How about, I think it's Wesley's question about the honeybee speed.
Yes.
And yeah, and you know what, Chris? You better nail it.
That's what I'm saying.
The exact number, because Wesley's not cutting anybody any slack. It better.
My apologies.
Well, is that somebody? I know.
Angel got their wings.
Okay, what's right. Hold on, Chris. Wesley, ask the question for those who don't know what he's answering, and then Chris can answer it.
What is the top-end speed for a honeybee?
Well, my on personal experience, faster than I can run, but I'm going to go with...
good one.
I'm going to go with 20 miles an hour.
Nope.
No.
Not correct.
Okay.
Not in the neighborhood.
Well, Chris.
Really?
Sorry, Chris.
I don't know the answer, Chris. They're just saying that that's incorrect. But yeah. But it's faster than you can run. That's
good.
Yeah, honeybee.
That's a fact.
Yes, I appreciate you taking.
Hey, whatever happened to the killer bees? By the way,
they're still out there.
Okay.
They progressed a little further north in Texas. And I think there's some have migrated to Arizona as well.
Are they legal?
No, they're illegal aliens.
Send them back.
Joke fell flat, I guess. Chris, do you have a question for us, brother?
I do. A few weeks ago, I listened to your show like all the time. I'm retired, so I have a lot of time to listen. Y'all... if there's any Navy guys in there, y'all asked a question, I believe, a few weeks ago related to what was the names of the two atomic bombs that were that we used against Japan. And my question to you guys is related to that. And if there's any Navy guys amongst you, you probably know this. What was the name of the United States Navy ship that transported the bombs to the island of Tinian to be put aboard the B-29 that dropped them? And one hint is that they just recently found this wreck on the bottom of the Pacific.
Yeah,
the ship that delivered it.
And this is the honest truth. I just watched this movie the other day because it talked about it being a secret mission. The boat carried it with no support ships. It was out there by itself, and the reason it was wrecked is because it was ultimately torpedoed by a German U-boat, because they were on their way back, and they never really admitted to where the ship was. So that when they found it, that was. So anyway, I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember
you just
that
told
was
us
really
about 90
really,
seconds.
Yeah, really cool story.
Unrelated to the answer?
No, it's related,
related
to the answer.
Okay. You can't remember the name of the ship.
I can't remember the name of the ship.
But you saw a movie about it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. This is not one of those cases where I read an article.
Gotcha.
But it was a really good movie, too.
Chris, we don't know. You know, JJ and Ed would probably know the answer to that question. Ed's really a historian.
He is.
Go ahead, Chris. What's the answer?
Well, it was actually a ship that was torpedoed by a Jap submarine, and the name of the ship was the USS Indianapolis.
Yep.
Oh, the USS Indianapolis. Okay, now that was the same ship that was sunk, and those guys were out in the shark-infested waters for a long time. I don't know, days or so, right?
Right, because they couldn't acknowledge that they were there, so they didn't send a rescue ship until much later.
That ship had on... But now it did not. That ship did not have on the nuclear bombs at that time.
No.
No, right, they had been delivered.
Duh. Well, that'd have been.
The ship was made famous in the movie Jaws.
Okay.
Made famous in
the
movie Jaws.
I don't remember. Jaws? What was it?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, Captain Quint, who ran the boat that they were on, was talking all about. He was a survivor from the USS Indianapolis.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good trivia right there.
We had on a gentleman, I can't remember his name, on this program about 5 years ago, maybe not that long, a gentleman who was at that time in his 90s, I think, or upper 80s, who was a survivor himself of the Indianapolis. You ought to go and read about that, folks, if you've never read about
that. It's incredible.
And he talks about, you know, the ship sank, And the guys, a lot of the guys were afloat, and I mean, I hate to mention this, but there a lot of them, or some of them, were attacked by sharks.
Yes.
You know, out there in the water, and it was a terrifying experience, as you can imagine. But this gentleman lived to tell about it and was a World War II survivor. You're listening to today's, is this Chris?
Yes.
Chris, you have a question,
Chris
for
from
us?
Florida.
Hey, that was his question.
That was his question. Other
Thank you, Chris. Okay.
Have
I appreciate
a great weekend,
brother.
You know, when you think about the folks that are in the military now and the different things that we're walking through, that's another reminder that we need to pray for those folks, because they have willingly put their life on the line for us as they serve in the military, because it is an all-volunteer Army.
And Navy.
And Navy. And Marines. Air Force. Coast Guard. Leaving somebody out.
And since you said that, the very least we can do is stand, too, for the national anthem.
Yep.
Yeah,
or at least we
out of respect for those guys and ladies. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's quickly repeat our questions.
Okay, all three of mine have heretofore gone unanswered. In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used? What does zip in zip code stand for? And who was Blues from Blue's Clues' best friend?
Wesley, what do you got left?
I got a couple. Well, all mine have been answered. So I'm going to have
to.
Even the B?
What was
no,
the answer?
No, he attempted it. He did not answer.
He did not answer it.
Are you trying to trick me? You wanted the answer. Is that what you were doing?
No, I'm just.
No, he just wants you to repeat the question.
Okay. What's a top end speed?
Sorry, that came out rough. That was not.
Top end speed. You can do that here on Trivia Friday. You can get away with that. What is a top end speed for a honeybee? What nation produces 2/3 of the world's vanilla? What nation produces 2/3 of the world's vanilla?
Those two questions.
All okay. Right.
Okay.
That's
you've been corrected, by the way, on Facebook Live. I don't know if you know that.
What happened?
A prune is a dried plum, so it's one and the same. And you try to make it two separate things.
Well, listen here. You know, I'm the dean. I'm the dean of this.
That's right.
University.
And buddy, and if he says that, so for all practical purposes,
if I want to make a prune a fruit. Then,
it is a fruit, but it's a plum, too. So it's the same
thing. I did
mention
plum and prune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the same.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Pumpkin took its place.
I just say I stand corrected, but I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's all I got to
say.
Oh,
wait.
So Trivia Friday on America. Let me repeat my question. What is the largest planet in our solar system? Let's try to get one more call in.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I was reading a message from Birthday Dave. Lane from South Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's issues.
Lane, you there?
How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good, brother. Appreciate your call. And we may have to take a break before we get through with your call, but you want to ask, answer, or both?
I was planning on doing both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
The ZIP acronym.
Okay, dope. What does ZIP in zip code stand for?
Zone Improvement Plan.
That is absolutely right.
Well done.
Improvement
Plan.
How did you know that, Lane?
It's something I learned back in high school. I have a tendency to retain information that I don't use for a long time. I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's a good
that's
thing.
That's why you're on Trivia.
You just tried out for Jeopardy.
Hey, Lane, can you hold
on?
Okay, you hold on, then we'll come back and we'll take your question for us. After the break, we got a break for news right here, and we'll be back. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. When we get back, we'll go to Clark in Illinois, Brian in Mississippi, Kevin in Tennessee, and Drew also lives in the Volunteer State. So we'll go to all you guys and ladies after the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.